straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you. That was Ben Browning. The song's called Night Dunes. Before that was Desmond Williams. The song's called For the Trees off of Delights of the Garden. And M83, these guys are coming to town here. Song's called Reunions. That was remixed by Tropics. Alex Winston did Velvet Elvis. That was the RAC remix. And Am and Sean Lee. Song's called City Boy. That was Captain Planet remix of that song. We start off the whole set with Tennis. Song's called Origins. And it's off their album Young and Old.
And they'll be at Doug for next Saturday. Wow. M83 will be at the Roseland on Wednesday. Sold out show. It's been sold out for a long time. Yeah. So, if you're going to want to scalp tickets or get them on Craigslist, you're going to be paying through the roof for those.
Good album, though. Their latest album.
I wonder how much they're going to play off that off their new stuff.
I bet you they play the whole thing.
It's a double release. They can play the whole thing.
Straight through. They can't. They're not going to play that long. They're going to have to pick some. They're going to have to make some tough decisions. Is what they're going to have to do.
Well, I hope they play longer than 45 minutes.
I hope so too. They got more than 45 minutes worth of material. They got a lot more than that.
I saw Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and that was a 45-minute show after they made us wait for 4 hours, and then they played Relax twice, and that was it.
Well,
that sucked.
Yeah, of course they did. Serves you right, too, for going. Huh? What are you thinking? What would you go to that show for?
And then I got beat up after the show. It's so horrible. I still remember it was just like a really short show. I waited forever, but a really short show, and then I got my butt kicked for nothing. I was just hanging out.
No, man. That's what you get for going to Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah. I was wearing my relaxed t-shirt, too, man.
Oh, you were relaxed.
I was kidding about that.
Okay.
So that last song, that Ben Browning song. Yeah, the lead singer from Cut Copy. You wouldn't recognize that's him because there's no vocals on that track. But it's one of those ambient tracks on his album. We only have a couple songs from him right now, but God, all his songs sure sound like Cut Copy, don't they?
It almost sounds like he is Cut Copy. I don't think that's true, but it's just by the sounds of his solo stuff, it sounds like he is Cut Copy.
I think he probably does most of the writing, but Cut Copy is definitely more layered than his solo material.
Yep, no doubt.
All right, check us out online. It's area54.fm. We'll probably see you guys around at one of these shows this week. And if you see us, say hi.
All right.
See you later.
Good night, everybody.